Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis as Bitcoin mining difficulty hits yet another all-time high as Bitcoin miner selling peaks. And check this out, quoting Plan B, I am certain of one thing, Bitcoin being the scarcest asset in the world will do something with its value. And Max Kaiser, in regards to Bitcoin new all-time high against the Argentine peso, he says, Bitcoin is taking out all fiat money in order of their weakness. Eventually, the U.S. dollar will be get taken out. We'll also be discussing Cathie Wood's ARK sells 135,000 Coinbase shares as the price hits $90, as well as the CBOE refiles 5 Bitcoin ETFs to include Coinbase surveillance agreements, as well as Grayscale CEO says BlackRock ETF filing is a moment of validation for Bitcoin. We'll also be discussing the latest from the Binance CEO CZ, which he just shared on Twitter Spaces. The year after the Bitcoin halving is usually the bull year. We'll also be discussing his prediction of Bitcoin going as high as $10 million per coin, as well as Samson Mao's $10 million Bitcoin price prediction. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Welcome to y'all just joining us here today. This is pod episode number 1339. I'm your host, JV, and today is July 12th, 2023. We were pumping here this morning. Slight correction, just down maybe 1%, still maintaining above 30,200, as you can see here on the screen. We also have Ether correcting down 0.25%, trading just under $1,900, and also XRP, BNB, Solana, and Cardano, all correcting and in the red. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we can see the market cap currently sitting just under 1.9 trillion, with about 31 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance at 49.9%, with the Ether dominance at 19.1%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, Conflux leading the pack up 9%, trading just above 19.6 cents, followed by BitDAO up 6%, trading just under 48 cents, followed by Oneinch up 6%, trading just above 32 cents. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, we can see Hex leading the pack up 15%, followed by Conflux up 8%, followed by Kos up 6.8%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, one of my favorite indicators. Guess what? We're back in greed, rated a 64 on the day. Yesterday was a 57, last week a 61, and last month a 47, which is neutral. Now, let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis. If you're just joining us, make sure to say hello and where you're from in the live chat. And at the end of the show, as we do on every episode, we're going to be going over some live Q&A and reading all of your comments out loud. So yeah, let's check out the charts and what is popping on the King Crypto. Bitcoin eased higher into July 12th with the key macroeconomic event of the week, hours away. In fact, it probably has already passed from the time this article was published. So if you know the CPI data, which has officially been released, let me know in the live chat and we shall discuss it a little later here in the show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the, we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Here's what Material Indicators had to share. Fire chart shows Bitcoin asked liquidity moving closer to the active trading zone while the bid support strengthens, expecting to see liquidity thinned out in the heart of the active trading range between now and Wednesday morning to clear the way for volatility around the CPI report. Now, it was expected to be roughly 3.2%, the lowest score since March of 2021, should show U.S. inflation continuing to slow down, but we shall soon see. Now, quoting a crypto trader here in regards to the Darth Maul candle, there is a good chance we see the usual Darth Maul candle where both low time frame highs and lows are taken out shortly after the CPI, and lo and behold, we started correcting probably right after that was released, so probably accurate here. From there on out, the real direction for the day is often chosen, which could then target 31,100 or 30,200 level, in my opinion. And decent trader shared, volatility both ways to liquidate everyone. Then the price reverts back to where it was immediately prior to the CPI release, probably right there. And on the longer time frames, popular trader Mustache considered that the chances of repeat performance of the classic bull runs, quoting him here, every time Bitcoin made a monthly close above the simple moving average 20 line, it was the ultimate confirmation of a bull run. But for the following 2 years, it never again went below this line, except during the COVID crash, he commented. Very interesting. And as pointed out here, Bitcoin mining difficulty hits another all-time high as Bitcoin miner selling peaks. And also breaking news, new all-time high set for Bitcoin against the Argentine peso. It makes one wonder why the IMF has tried to discourage Argentina from adopting it. And as Max points out, Bitcoin has taken out all fiat money in the order of their weakness. Eventually, the U.S. dollar will get taken out. Facts. And quoting Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, he shared this chart and wrote, few people realize that Bitcoin will not only be scarcer than gold, but also scarcer than real estate after the 2024 halving. The current Bitcoin Stock to Flow ratio is 55, and after the halving, it's 110. I am certain of one thing, being the scarcest asset in the world, will do something with value. Preach, because Bitcoin got that number go up technology, if you know what I mean. Good to see so many people here in the live chat, over 100 of you with us live. Much love and much respect. Now let's break down the latest regarding Cathie Wood and her selling a small bag of some of her Coinbase shares as the stock just hit a yearly high. And then we'll dive into everything you need to know regarding ETFs, which is a hot topic here in crypto. Pro Bitcoin investment veteran Cathie Wood has taken some profits from ARK Invest's large Coinbase holdings by selling a small portion of its stash on July 11th, which was yesterday. Wood's investment firm ARK offloaded 135,000 Coinbase shares worth $12 million from one of its major exchange traded funds, the ARK Innovation ETF. And according to the trade notification, the amount sold made up to 0.14% of the fund's total holdings. So again, a very small stash. Now the sale comes as the Coinbase stock price has sharply increased on July 11th. The price briefly surpassed $90, surging from $82 to as high as $90.90. According to data from TradingView, following Wood's sale, the stock closed at $89 on Tuesday. And according to TradingView data, which you can see here, Coinbase stock is still up more than 60% over the past month, not so shabby, while the year-to-date increase is more than 140%. Now, the new sale by ARK is the second time Wood has taken profits from Coinbase shares thus far this year. On March 21st, ARK sold 160,000 Coinbase shares from its ARK FinTech Innovation ETF for $13.5 million at roughly $84 per share.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And before taking fresh profits from ARK's Coinbase holdings, Wood has been actively accumulating the stock in multiple ARK funds. In June alone, ARK purchased about $40 million of Coinbase shares. And previously, the investment firm bought around $33 million of shares between April and May, as well as $117 million worth of Coinbase shares back in March. Now, multiple Coinbase execs, including CEO Brian Armstrong, have been selling their shares as the price rallied in the recent months. On July 6th, Armstrong and several other senior Coinbase execs sold the combined total of 88,000 shares worth almost $7 million at that time. And previously, Coinbase Chief Accounting Officer Jennifer Jones also offloaded 74,000 shares on June 29th, netting just over $5.2 million. Now, the rise of Coinbase stock comes despite the exchange facing a securities violation lawsuit from the U.S. SEC from No Claire Gare. The growth could be primarily attributed to a fear of missing out on the BlackRock Spot Bitcoin ETF filing, which named Coinbase a surveillance sharing partner. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish on the Coinbase stock? And I think obviously for Cathie Wood to start accumulating heavily when it was like at all-time lows at the end of last year, and then, you know, even off of the back of the SEC enforcement deeming they're selling unregistered securities, she was still bullish, and she was right. Now, granted, she probably needed some cash to do whatever she got to do as she sold a very small portion, but it makes you wonder, you know what I mean? Maybe they know something that we don't know, and especially with BlackRock naming them as a partner, and we all know BlackRock's approval rate with ETFs with the SEC is like 575-1. So things that make you go, But anyways, fam, now let's discuss the latest from the CBOE, Bitcoin ETFs to include with their Coinbase surveillance agreement. And then we'll dive more specifically into the BlackRock ETF, then the latest from the Grayscale CEO on the ETFs, and then followed by CZ, the Binance CEO, and his $10 million Bitcoin price prediction. Let's get it. And again, let me know who you are in the live chat, and we're going to have a very awesome interactive session here at the end of the show. Exchange operator CBOE Global Markets amended 5 spot Bitcoin ETF apps to include a surveillance sharing agreement with Coinbase. So they all want to partner with Coinbase. On July 11th, the CBOE amended filings with the U.S. SEC from ETFs from Invesco, VanEck, WisdomTree, Fidelity, and Joint Fund by ARK Invest and 21 Shares. The CBOE said it had reached an agreement on terms with Coinbase to enter into the SSA, where we're settled June 21st. The initial filings for the ETF stated that parties were expecting to enter the SSA prior to potentially offering the ETFs. Now, the SSAs are an attempt to meet the SEC standards aimed at preventing fraudulent conduct and protecting investors, as outlined by the regulator March 10th, quoting them here. An exchange needs a comprehensive surveillance sharing agreement with a regulated market of significant size related to the undergoing of reference Bitcoin assets. Now, spot Bitcoin ETF apps have been a focus point for the industry lately. The filings by Fidelity, Invesco, WisdomTree, and Valkyrie follow the $10 trillion asset management firm BlackRock, which is the largest in the world, which also filed for an ETF for SEC approval. And on June 29th, the U.S. stock exchange, the NASDAQ, also refiled its app to list BlackRock ETFs, similarly inclusive of the SSA with Coinbase. Let's go. The CBOE's filings pushed Coinbase shares up nearly 10% on June 11th, reaching their highest price since August 16th, according to Google Finance, as you can see right here. And despite the involvement with Bitcoin ETF apps, Coinbase is currently battling out a lawsuit with the SEC for allegedly offering cryptos to the regulator, which they considered to be unregistered securities. So there you have it. If you were to guess which BlackRock, or not BlackRock, but which ETF filing app will likely get approved first, let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. If I was to pick, I'd absolutely go with BlackRock just because of the track record, and especially considering they control the world, literally meaning they own a piece of all the major corporations, including Standard Chartered Bank, who recently came out a few days ago, which I covered in the show, and they're predicting a $120,000 Bitcoin price in 2024, the year of the halving. All I gotta say is send it. If you'd like to see this target come to fruition with a six-figure Bitcoin price by next year, put a one in the live chat and holla at your boy.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Yeah, now let's break down the next regarding BlackRock's ETF. The recent tsunami of spot Bitcoin ETFs filing should be seen as a moment of validation for Bitcoin, says Grayscale Investment CEO Michael Sonnenschein. During a interview on July 12th, the CNBC's Last Call, Sonnenschein rejected the notion that BlackRock's entrance to the Bitcoin ETF race made it uncool, quoting him here, to see literally the largest asset manager in the world publicly commit to advancing their crypto efforts only lends to the validity of the asset class and the staying power it has. Facts. And just for the last 4 weeks, at least 7 major institutional firms, including BlackRock, applied for a spot Bitcoin ETF in the United States. And this is quoting him here from that interview. It's a moment of validation, he says, on BlackRock aiming to launch a Bitcoin spot ETF. To see the largest manager in the world publicly commit to advancing their crypto efforts only leads validity to the asset class and the staying power in which it has. And he also says the ETF wrapper is tried and true and has become the access point for so many different assets, whether they're commodities or stocks. Bitcoin is an asset that is not going away. Investors want and deserve access to it. That's what's up. Until this point, Sonnenschein's Grayscale has been offering U.S. investors a roundabout way of gaining exposure to Bitcoin, enabling investors to trade shares and trusts holding large pools of Bitcoin via its Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, better known as GBTC. However, the firm wants to convert it to a spot Bitcoin ETF too, which would allow investors a far simpler method to trade the price of Bitcoin without GBTC's pesky discount to net asset value, quitting them here. To be able to give investors Bitcoin exposure through GBTC, like we do today, has been an unbelievable milestone, but moving to an ETF structure will give the investors the additional protection that they want. So, Gary, why won't you accept this Bitcoin ETF to convert GBTC into a traditional spot Bitcoin ETF if you want to protect the investors? Why not? Because you don't care about the investors, if you were to ask me. But hey, that's my two Satoshis. In June 2022, Grayscale filed a lawsuit against the U.S. SEC over the rejection of its 2021 application to convert its GBTC, quoting them here. If we are successful in that challenge, there's actually billions of dollars of investor capital that would be unlocked through that, Sonnenschein said. Now, the price of Bitcoin obviously shot upwards of 20% in the days after BlackRock's filing for spot Bitcoin ETF on June 15th, reaching a new year high of roughly $31,500 on July 6th. And currently, we're still trading above $30,000. So happy days. So there you frickin' have it. And now for our next and featured story of the day, we're going to be discussing what is good with one and only CZ, considered the richest man in crypto. At one point, he was considered to have over $90 billion worth of cryptocurrency. So he's one of the biggest hodlers out there. Now, we also know that we have MicroStrategy, which is Michael Saylor's company, which also controls roughly over 150,000 Bitcoin, making it the largest corporate treasury. You know, we had Michael Saylor describing not putting his holdings into Bitcoin would be like a melting ice cube, losing 20 to 30% of its purchasing power. So he went hard. I think that was back like in 2020, and they continue accumulating and taking advantage of those dips and stacking them sats as they should. So anyways, back to CZ. He was just recently interviewed in Twitter spaces, and he shared a fact. And the fact is that Bitcoin typically hits its peak the year after the halving. So we're going to discuss some of the highlights from this Twitter spaces he just recently did, followed by a more recent prediction he did, I believe it was last year or the year before. And he said that Bitcoin price can rise 1,000x from the current price. At the time he made that prediction, Bitcoin was higher than the price it is today. So do keep that in mind. But just to be conservative, I just threw a $10,000 price point out there. But realistically, he's ultimately saying Bitcoin can hit like $300 million, because do the math. Let's just say from today's price of $30,000, for him to say the price can spike 1,000x from today's price, 100x on a $30,000 would be a $3 million Bitcoin. So 1,000x, we're literally talking about a $30 million Bitcoin, or $300 million Bitcoin, which sounds outrageous. But nonetheless, this is coming directly from CZ, Xiangping Zhao of Binance. So let's break this down, and then we'll dive into our live Q&A. And again, welcome to each and every one of you in the live chat. We just broke 200. Let's see if we can get to 300 concurrent live viewers by the end of the show. That's the goal. Let's make it happen. Let's go. And shout out to CZ, by the way. So yeah, he was recently on a Twitter Spaces, and he recently shared his thoughts. He tackled several issues, including Binance's reaction to the ongoing regulatory scrutiny, the rise of institutional interest into cryptos, and BlackRock's recent move to the crypto industry. And he also highlighted the session of his prediction of Bitcoin's next bull market. Now, interestingly, CZ also addressed BlackRock's entry into Bitcoin's ETF market, and instead of expressing concern, he welcomed the move, asserting its considerable advantages for the entire crypto industry, despite concerns about traditional finance firms' intentions clashing with the Bitcoin decentralized nature. CZ showed very little worry. Now, as we all know, BlackRock is going to be getting involved in Bitcoin. Their CEO, Larry Fink, has made that very clear. And CZ identified two key factors driving the Binance strategy for the next 18 months. Here they are. The impending Bitcoin halving event, which we know is around the corner, roughly 9.5 months out, set to be in April, and the rising institutional interest in cryptos. These factors lead Binance to brace for higher trading volumes. And now he did make this prediction a little bit back, and he said Bitcoin can go as high as $10 million. So let's quote him from these specific predictions. And this was after MicroStrategy started to allocate into Bitcoin for their corporate strategy. Here's what he had to say. Right now, I think only 11 companies have announced they are allocating some, like usually less than 1% of their corporate treasury to Bitcoin. And we think that it is most likely what caused the initial price rise. I think MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor started it first, facts. But there are 650,000 companies in the world, like relatively established companies in the world, and their treasury is huge. If all of them only allocated 1% to Bitcoin, we are going to see, 1,000x more growth in the Bitcoin price. See, I wasn't exaggerating. He's literally calling for a $300 million Bitcoin, just FYI. And he continues, and if they allocate more than 1%, that's going to be even bigger. So I think people don't quite get the magnitude of the wave that is about to hit us. Now, the Binance CEO estimates the flagship crypto can go up from anywhere from 1,900% to 20,000% from the current price levels. And here's the exact prediction. With price predictions, it is really, really difficult, he says. I think it could go to, $1 million, $10 million. It's very hard to tell. So there you have it, straight up. Now, Samson Mao, I have a lot of respect for this guy. He more recently tweeted, roughly 2 months ago, bears can call a drop for 17,000 because of technical analysis, which we call TA. I can call for 250,000 Bitcoin before the next halving. The bears can call sub 10,000 because reasons. I can call $10 million in the next 5 years because of a massive wave of corporate and nation state adoption. Can you see the difference? And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.